Hi!
I'm Liza.
I'm Liv.
And you're listening to Pen Pals and Gals,
the podcast. What up, what up, what up?
Wow, that was...
good.
No, that was bad. No, that sounded like if we were on a TV show.
That was like a Disney.
That was like Radio Rebel!
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the hottest new dance club. I'm DJ Kitty.
And I'm DJ Spice.
And we're gonna have an ultimate dance showdown. Now, the rough...
Contestant number one is our local favorite, Senor Toucan. He comes straight from Mexico, and his moves are spicier than a taco.
Alright, I'm done with this.
The second competitor is Tina Turner. From the Fairly Odd Parents.
Tina Turner is
she's
an actress.
She's a singer. Yeah. Oops. So who is Timmy Turner?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
They're actually siblings, and they're a dance battle couple. Tina and Timmy Turner.
I don't think they're. Shit. No way. That's not what I meant. This is off to a very funny start.
They're incestual, but their moves are just as sickening. And they're gonna bust it down like never done before.
Liv just ran to the bathroom. What she's doing?
I just took a sip of Diet Coke before you started saying that, and then
So you like? You caught your nose?
No, I just spit it out.
Oh, gross. Well, hi everyone.
Anyway,
welcome.
That's kind of a weird.
Welcome.
Why are you taking your time?
I wanted to say what day it is today.
No, it's the 15th.
Yes, today is June 15th, 2020. It is a Monday. Good job, Liv. We're eating popcorn, so sorry if that's kind of grossing anybody out. It's grossing me out because Liv sounds a lot like a paleontologist when she eats. No, you just sound gross. You sound like a dinosaur.
That's really mean.
It's a beautiful, beautiful sunshiny
it's
Monday.
Currently
what time is it?
5:30-ish.
That's weird.
Quirky.
That is so quirky and zesty. Okay, so I think let's just get rolling. That was a funky introduction, so I'm a little knocked off my pace here.
Wow. We have a long topic today, and we're getting some very, critical questions mm-hmm. and topics from... Mm-hmm. An outside source that shall not be named.
Yes, but, I asked a bunch of them. I might be recommending this podcast to a couple of my pals from Kona.
That was kind of a weird way to start it off.
Well, no. Okay, I just want to say, like, you know, if you're here, hey, this is what I sound like, because you guys only ever, see me text.
I am not part of that.
This is Liv. She doesn't do anything.
I am a student council kid. Student council represent. That's all you disgusting. Yag kids can literally.
What? No, say it. Say it.
Get pushed off of a
cliff. I will pass some legislature to prevent that. So there.
To push all the yag kids off of the ledge.
No, to prevent that. Oh, actually, I had a fake bill last year. Not last year. This year. Duh. And it was just to kill all men. And I think it passed.
Kill all men.
Kill all men. Say it with me, ladies. Kill all men. Non-binary people, you guys are on thin ice.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
So, just kidding. Just kidding. If anything, you guys survive and the females get killed too. Because that includes us. Hell yeah, baby.
Woo!
All right, so... Oh, but we're going to be talking about the Kona stuff at the end. So if you were from that and you want
to
hear your questions, get to the end. Or just listen the whole way through if you maybe want to... You want to, like, get a little special surprise. You know? Okay, sorry. I hate myself. All right.
That's okay.
So school's pretty much over.
Yeah. So, we did online school. And, like, last week was the last week that we had schoolwork. And that was technically Thursday.
Yes.
And then teachers were like, get on a chat and say goodbye to us this week. And I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna. So my summer's already happened. But I'm gonna send them an email and be like, thanks for a great year.
Yeah. I'm
just
gonna
why would
too.
I wake up at like 9 to
exactly.
go
exactly
and talk to them for like no reason. That's
yeah.
my
I like I yeah. Yeah. I haven't done my schoolwork in a while, so I would
That's
not
fine.
Be surprised if I don't get credit for a lot of classes, but
they'll probably give you credit. I don't know about credit with distinction.
Oh, I'm not gonna get credit with distinction.
But,
in the beginning of this I was literally like, I'm gonna get CRD in all my classes. If I don't, I'm gonna be really sad, but like literally
like a credit is like 85. That's not that
my
bad.
Mom's gonna kill me though.
You'll be fine.
We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, it's kind of funky because now it's summer.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's summer because normally we have like finals. And you're like, and then like the last day of finals, you're like, oh, geez, so fun, quirky. But now there's nothing.
Yeah, we're just existing in a dystopia.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's the last day, but mm-mm. It is.
So, I mean, it's not. We have till Wednesday.
It's the last. It's school's over.
School's out.
Yeah, maybe on Wednesday it'll feel more,
like, yeah, I think on Wednesday, like, it'll be more real. Probably. Nothing's real.
No.
So, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, but that's kind of funky. I'm so glad that I don't have to think about it anymore, though.
Mm-hmm. I am so happy that I don't have to take another Spanish class.
Yeah, that's kind of a blessing.
So, I have just kicked Spanish out of my brain. Oh, wait, you're not taking it next year? Mm-mm. Oh, I thought you were.
Everyone thinks I am. I'm really not.
Well, because it seems like something you do.
What's that supposed to mean? You want to go?
No,
right now. You a little try to square up? Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Bye.
All right, guys. Tune in next week to hear me and Liv fight to the death.
We're gonna do UFC
style. What's up, gamers? Time to fight Liv to the death.
No, but the guy style because the girls fight stupid.
They're staged, aren't they all staged?
This is UFC, bitch.
That's I'm thinking WWE. WWE. Yeah, is that worldwide
I have no
world
clue.
Wrestling entertainment.
I have no clue. I don't watch WWE. I only watch UFC.
I don't know what that does stand for. It's probably just like
Ultimate Fighting.
That's UFC stupid. Ultimate Fighting Cage.
Cage?
Championship?
Company?
Not company. I think it's championship. I don't know. I thought it was cage. Don't they fight in a cage? And there's ladders and shit? They hit each other with ladders? No? Am I making that
That's
up?
That's WWE.
Oh.
UFC is literally two people fighting each other for fun.
In a cage?
Ish.
Okay, so yeah. Then it could be...
Like, it's like an octagon.
Yeah.
It's called the octagon.
Is there actually 8 sides, or is that a myth?
No, it's like an octagon. Yeah, yeah. And there's like blood on the ground. That's pretty fun. Have you ever seen a UFC fight?
So if you aren't part of this very intimate friendship,
no idea.
Liv has a weird obsession with UFC.
I don't have an obsession. It's just fun. Like basically, the girls fighting sucks. So boring. But two guys will literally clobber each other, and it's so fun.
Do the girls not clobber each other? Are they like?
I've just never really watched them. I don't seem that fun.
So you've never seen it, but you can just tell it sucks.
I've watched like a little bit of the beginning, but I kind of suck.
I feel
no
like
offense.
If anything, girls would go harder. I feel like they would fucking.
I mean,
tear
maybe they
would
kill each other, but I've never really been interested in it.
I want to fight somebody. I think me and Katie were gonna fight last summer. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
Yeah, we like so. Katie, I don't think you listen, but we have a buddy named Katie, and
maybe she will from your
Oh my god!
Is she in the group chat?
No.
Oh, how sad.
But. Like, we were just going to swim at Liv's, and she was like, Liza, do you want to just, like, fight? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, literally just wrestle until one of us taps out. I was like,
I'm vaguely remember
literally
this.
Sure. And then she was like, all right, ready? We're going to do it. And then I pussied out because I'm a giant baby. But it was going to happen. And
do you think you'd win in a fight?
Yes.
I don't know if I would.
Yes. I have fought with my brother and my father so much. Not like, okay, all right.
Not like aggressively.
I'm not being domestically abused, but you know.
No, like play fighting, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like.
That's what I've done with my brothers. And I would push Will off the couch. And
I would so
crying.
Beat you in a fight. You would go down like a fly.
I would rely more on my speed, like running away.
No, but you can't run away. We're in an MF cage.
You can run around in a circle.
And, or I hope what? Like I trip and kill myself?
Tire you out?
No.
I do boxing.
I would just stay in one spot. That wouldn't be hard. You have popcorn in your hair. It's in your hair. Maybe we should stop eating because it sounds really gross. And
I'm sorry. I'm really hungry.
You don't look hungry.
Yes, ma'am. You don't look hungry either.
Liv's fat. If you guys have never actually seen Liv in person, she is about 700 pounds. No.
I'm super
just
skinny.
Just massive boobs. Huge ass. Huge.
Oh, okay. Actually, I got mega implants.
You're kind of a butterface, though.
What does that mean?
Like, you're beautiful. Like, guys will be like, oh, you know Liv? Like, she's got a banging body. Butterface, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, you're a paper bag princess. You just pop that right on and
fine,
go to town, baby. All right. I'm embarrassed. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, that's fine, whatever.
So, you know, I'm more of a... Like, a regal type, you know? Like, I look like I could be, like, a Scandinavian princess, like, a little bit.
We're both German, so.
No, I'm more British than German, though.
Yeah, I know you're German. That's what I just said.
I'm a Brit, love.
And British. Ugh.
Shut up. You're an asshole.
We know you're British. We can tell from your pale skin.
I'm more tan than you right now.
But before you were.
No. Square up. Our okay. Skin all right. We got stuff, look, to, you stuff like, to talk about.
So, but yeah, we got way off topic. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Laz got a new boat.
I got a new boat. If you don't know me that well.
Oh, I lived on a boat for a year.
Shut up. I lived on a sailboat for a year. It's a 36-foot Pearson. That's a kind of sailboat if you're stupid. And
it's a Grady White. That's all you need to know.
It's not a Grady White. Screw you. We actually did have a Grady White a while ago, though. By a while ago, I mean when I was like two. But yes, we had a sailboat for a very long time. She was an old little lady. She was she's not like cool old. She's just like
old.
You know, it smelled like an old boat. But we lived on it. That was our house for a year. And we had it, that was in 2012, so it's been like 8 years since then. And you know what we did? We done did sell her. We took her out back and shot her like an old dog on a farm. Yeah, she went up to live in a farm in Vermont.
Oh, she did? That's exciting.
She didn't actually. That.
Yeah, I know.
Dogs don't live on farms, you stupid bitch. I was playing into it. They go to heaven. But it's really sad because we sold it to a woman in a kind of urban town. That's on the water, but it's an urban town in Massachusetts, yeah. But the lady's just going to live on it like an apartment. She's not going to sail.
That's interesting.
And normally I'd be like, yeah, that's cool, but, like, that's my boat. Yeah. And it's just going to sit in the harbor and get all gross and barnacly. And, like, she's never owned a boat before. She's literally just planning on living on it because she thinks it'll be cheaper than having a house. Little does she know, she has to put heating on, she has to put AC on it, she has to insulate the whole darn thing, she has to buy new cushions for it, like...
Ask her if you can, like, clean it or something.
I know.
Oh.
Just go there and clean it myself?
Like, be like, hey, if you ever need someone to, like, come and, like, clean it.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we're probably, like, she's just going to end up sailing it because she's going to realize how much work it's going to be to maintain it. Because I don't know if you guys have ever, like, worked on a boat, but it needs to be fixed all the time.
It would be better sailing, too. Exactly. Instead of just living
on it. Because, like, it'll just maintain itself better. But anyway, that's not the point. Basically, we got a new boat. And it is a motorboat.
Grady White.
It's not a Grady White. Damn. It is a 35-foot Nauset flybridge. You can look up what that looks like. It's very cute. Yeah, it looks like a little.
I was like, I have no clue.
Yes, I know.
Whatever. I know what it looks like. You sent me pictures.
Yeah. It looks like a little lobster boat, and it's our first motorboat that we've owned in like over 10 years, easily. Super easy. Actually, it's probably been like 15 years. Anyway, but. Yeah, she's really cute. I just had my first weekend on it this past weekend, and it is quite a fixer-upper. There are a lot of projects to be done. Yes, we just rebuilt the bathroom, and we have to build a place for my brother to sleep and more storage, and there's currently not a single place to put trash on the boat. There's just, like, the design of it is a little funky, because it's like, where are we supposed to put things? There's just no storage, but it's fine. And I really like it, even though we're going to have to do a lot of work. We're going to have to replace all the floors, going to have to redo all the wood, whatever. That's kind of boring. But yeah, it's very exciting. We have a new boat, and it's green, and its name is Safari, and that is it.
Come find us.
It's a adventure. It's a safari, if you will. That was loud. You're disgusting.
Sorry, I'm really hungry.
Stop! Ew! Oh my god. Okay, let's do the next topic and then we'll go back to me.
Okay. So I've been having night panic attacks. Quickie. I found this started happening a couple weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. But basically, I wake up in like somewhat of a panic and my body feels like numb and shaky and. It's not anything, like, specifically, like, causing me to panic. Your leg is bleeding.
It always is. I'm just constantly bleeding.
That's, ew. Anyway, but yeah, so, then it takes me a while to, like, go back to sleep. My body just feels really weird. So, I looked that up on the internet, and I know that you're, like, not really supposed to, but I did anyway, because, wanted to know. And I used the Mayo Clinic, so, and, I found out that nocturnal panic attacks
Liv's having wet dreams. Liv's having wet dreams.
No, they're night panic attacks. They're nocturnal panic attacks.
And they're completely natural. You don't have to be embarrassed, Liv.
No, they're not completely natural. It's not a lot of people get them.
Liv, it's okay. Young boys your age have this.
I'm not worried.
You sometimes you're just kind of not in your sleep, okay?
Okay, but listen to me. Okay. So, yeah, I don't really know what causes them. I don't know if it's too much sugar or caffeine or whatever, but there's no, like, stressor that's, like, causing me to. And when I've been really stressed before, this has never happened to me, and it's just started happening to me. So I don't really know why or how it's happening. But, yeah, so I told my parents about it, and we're gonna, next time I, like, go in for a checkup or whatever, we're gonna tell them.
Cool.
I'll send me to therapy, and I'm like,
literally, peace, love, mental illness, right?
But I don't know really if it's mental illness, but
anxiety is a mental illness.
Oh, well, cranky. That's only sometimes, so it's fine. Okay. But yeah, well, that's my update.
You're on thin ice, bud.
You're on thin fucking ice. Okay.
Speaking of bodily health, not of me. Sure. That was a transition.
Okay.
My family's doing a new diet. If you've been a long-time listener, you know that my family loves to try to be skinny. We love a good skinny...
Darn it!
No! Why? No!
Darn it!
No.
I want a bus! I want too much!
Squad. You're so annoying. Okay, so if you're very confused, Liv is referring to
another podcast.
We're doing a podcast within a podcast, almost.
Great!
And it's called Bunch Squad, and basically, we stole it from the McElroy brothers and their podcast, My Brother and Me, where they just review a food.
Today I'll be talking about my favorite snacks.
What are your favorite snacks, Liv?
My favorite snacks.
Human skin.
No, I like Boom Chicka Pop.
Okay, that's not how this... You have to be funny, though. That's the... It's like a fake food or like a silly food.
I
want to
talk about my favorite
snack. All right, you know what? God damn it. Talk about your favorite snacks.
Okay, so my favorite snack is Boom Chicka Pop. Sea salt, specifically. It makes me feel pretty skinny because 3 3/4 cups is 1,500...
What is wrong with you?
150 calories. That just tastes really good. So my next favorite one is pretzels, specifically the thin sticks, because you can shove your face with those.
This is not interesting content.
I am talking about my favorite snack. You can go second. Great. And yeah, I just really like the sticks, and I like goldfish. What are your favorite snacks?
You're the most annoying person on the planet. Okay, well, I'm gonna end Munch Squad early so I can go back to talking about what I was gonna talk about. Thanks for attending Munch Squad.
That was so rude.
That was stupid.
Wait, one more thing. Did you know they make alcohol with Red Bull?
They do?
Yeah, they like mix it.
What is it called?
I don't know. Red Bull alcohol?
Red Bull alcohol. Rolls off the tongue.
I looked up if you can make, or if you can buy Red Bull ice cream, and you can't, but you can make it.
I don't know.
I didn't look up a recipe. I just looked up if it was
possible. What do you think would happen if you ate that?
You would probably die.
You just explode.
I don't know. Like, what would happen with, like, the caffeine?
That'd be kind of funky.
Let's try it sometime.
No. That sounds kind of gross.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Talk about your dumb...
So...
Whatever.
Anyway, before Liv rudely interrupted me, I was talking about how my family likes to be skinny. Because we are naturally big-boned. Actually, literally just my father is naturally big-boned. And yeah,
her wrists are pretty thick. I have delicate little baby wrists.
That's the thing I'm sensitive about. I'm going to snap your forearm like a twig.
Look at my delicate
Look
at my baby wrist. Little baby man wrist.
I don't like you at all. I'm going to beat
you. That's okay. I have fat fingers, so it's fine.
And a fat torso. That was actually bad. Surprisingly, that's the one thing that ain't fat about you.
I know. If I sit too long, it hurts my bones. I'm not kidding.
Like an old woman.
Like, at the end of the day of school, my back will hurt and my butt cheeks will hurt. So, I have that going for me.
Can you please chew any louder? Like, you
should... Yeah, okay.
No, just chew quieter.
Okay, go ahead. Like,
okay, all right, whatever. So, my family, we eat... Chew with your mouth closed. It's not hard. Not hard. Thank you. That's very nice and quiet.
Okay, go ahead.
So, we eat pretty healthily. We we eat organic, we eat natural, whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't have, like, chips in the house. No. We're not locavores. Sorry. Misty. But, yes, we're a healthy family. Mm-hmm. And so, in our latest
health... I like health, the snacks at your house.
They're not good. Well, they're all just, like...
I like them.
Weird,
natural bars. Because my family just gets junk food.
Yes, and that's why I love to come here, because I just mac on all your junk food. But anyway, so, in our latest health adventure, we are trying out this diet that our friend has done and lost, like, 30 pounds on, which is sick. And so, in the effort to be skinny... what you do is for 5 days out of the week, you can pick whatever 5 days you want. You can eat regular. You can eat whatever you want. And then for 2 days a week, you fast. Mm-hmm. You just run really. You are
run
the
really,
fastest.
Really fast.
You basically merge into a form of Sonic the Hedgehog, Hog, and a mix of like that guy and Crash Bandicoot. And so you just become like a furry person and you're just really goddamn fast.
You become a furry. You're furry for 2 days.
No, okay. A little bit. But one that moves very fast.
Do you
like
cosplay?
A furry on a tread.
But you cosplay.
I do cosplay. Because the suit is very hot and it makes you sweat a lot. So you actually, you just burn off the calories and you're like, hi, what are you doing here? Like, you know.
Yeah, and if you're using your arms, you're getting a little arm.
Exactly. You're doing the arm things
and
on
then,
TikTok.
Like, your core is working.
Exactly.
Because, like,
see, you should try it with me, actually.
I'm not being a
okay, so anyway. You don't be afraid. You fast for 2 days out of the week.
Yeah, I assume you
do. but you don't eat nothing. You eat 500 calories or less. But if you're a guy, you eat 600 because feminism.
Yeah.
Skinny. Anyway, so basically, all I have to do is just, like, you know, eat 500 calories. And my days are Monday and Wednesday, and it's pretty not that hard because I just pretty much drink black coffee and eat popcorn and, like...
Drink two Diet Cokes. Within the span of, like, 10 minutes.
And vibrate with all the caffeine. And you just, you know? There's not that much caffeine in these.
Yeah,
things,
no.
Like.
Weak.
But yeah, it's pretty easy. And then, like, I figured out I can have a pizza bagel if I have a lot of calories left in the night. So one night I ate a pizza bagel for dinner. It was pretty bomb.
Chug,
what? Water?
Seltzer.
Yes. Yeah, that's been good.
That's what I would do.
But it's not been that bad, other than, like, being wicked tired, like, the day after. Just because I don't have, like,
then
you know, that's where the coffee comes in, because I'm just very awake. But, you know, your body needs calories to run, so you get kind of tired. But it's pretty bomb diggity. I'm not endorsing this, because it can be kind of difficult. And if anybody is, you know, eating disordery, that's no good. Just don't do this. You're pretty.
I'm just gonna
tell you guys that you're very pretty, and that's it.
Talk to a doctor if you have.
I have a crush on all of you. Fuck! Did I say that out loud? Damn it!
You shouldn't have said that. That's on the contract.
Oh shoot!
The contract literally said
I know.
You can't say.
Shoot!
You have to make it look like you're single.
Okay, right. I'm. Anyway, so I've been
topic.
Single recently, and I don't Ooh. Like anyone.
Maybe you shouldn't tell Stephen that.
Fuck! Damn it! I keep forgetting. Shoot.
Okay, anyway.
Well, okay, yeah. Moving
so
on.
So, we have a bucket list for the summer, and everyone's like, did we talk about that? I feel like this is, like...
Bucket
maybe
list?
I'm getting deja vu that we had a bucket list, like, from last...
Like, last year?
Maybe?
No. I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, go grab that. Yeah. So we do. We have a bucket list because, you know, I feel like we've all lost some time to do fun things.
I also made another collage.
I know.
I put some hot guys and Elmo on it.
Fun, because Elmo's a hot guy.
Yeah, he's hot guy.
Elmo's kind of spicy, not gonna lie. But yeah, we have made a bucket list because we both feel like we've lost time in quarantine and we're not having that much fun. So we are doing this list to force us to do fun things this summer.
And here's the list.
You can feel free to make your own at home. Follow along.
Go to Cape Cod, Garment District, plus buy something you love. Spend a weekend in Martha's Vineyard, entire day at the beach. Kiss someone, act like a local in a familiar town. Spend a whole day in a different state. Spend a whole day in Boston, all dressed up with nowhere to go. Act like celebrities in public. Stephen and Liza have a fake public argument. Eat every meal at a different restaurant. Swim somewhere you never swam. Pull an all-nighter. Sleep outside.
I've already slept outside. I can check that off.
Wow. Gentle trespassing. Bike across our town. eat an entire cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory, be the main character, dye his hair a regrettable color, but it wasn't a really regrettable color.
Oh, a regrettable, yeah, no, we haven't
done it. Climb a tree and get called fat by Brandy Melville.
Yay! Okay, so, more, but, oh wait, but I can check off, I slept outside.
Okay.
So, hell yeah, baby. Yeah, that actually brings me to something else. Last week, I slept outside. I don't know what night it was. I think it was, like, I want to say Tuesday night. But if you've been a long-time listener, you know that I bought a hammock. And it was $17.50 on Amazon. And it was the best purchase I've ever made. And I slept in it outside in my backyard alone. And it was so bomb diggity. Because I just, like, I don't know. I thought I'd be freaked out. But it wasn't scary at all. And I really liked sleeping outside. And that was pretty bomb. And there weren't even any bugs. So slept outside. Check. Okay. I'm beating you.
I wasn't going to sleep outside.
Well, that's it's on the bucket list. You have to.
Okay. Our jobs. We literally just applied for them before.
Heck yeah, baby.
So I know we are lifeguards.
Ugh.
Yeah. We're cool.
Exactly.
We're the hot people.
Literally.
At the pool.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry that I am Baywatch, babe.
Ooh.
Are we gonna bring back BGC Baywatch?
I am Zac Efron.
Basically, I'm The Rock.
Okay, I'm Zac Efron.
All right, I have a monster schlong. Wait.
I'm Zac Efron and I'm 5'8", so.
Oh, true.
I'm okay, it's a little
short
bit hard.
King, mommy.
That's okay, I'm fine with the short king. I'm 5'7", he's 5'8", it works. But he's like 32.
Liv also has a long-term love for Zac Efron.
I love Zac Efron.
But yes, our jobs. So, we just both reapplied to be lifeguards again. This will be my third year. It's Liv's second year.
Yay.
My certification is overdue, but Red Cross is being super nice and letting me extend it for free.
Yay. Get connected. Yay. For free.
Free. Education connection. Because I have to do my learning online. Getting my classes online. Getting a degree on my own time.
That's kind of nice that it's online. You don't have to, like, go.
I know. That is nice. Because if you have ever gotten trained to be a lifeguard before, you know that you have to do a bunch of pool stuff and, like, actual learning, and it's very stupid.
Well, if you're recertifying, I think it's only, like, an hour and a half or
something. Yeah, probably, but I don't want to do it because it's wicked expensive.
But if you're trying to do it, it's 3 days for 8 hours.
It was the worst.
So
yeah, it was 3 days for 8 hours, and you
but
had
it
to
was
do.
Worth it.
But you have to do, like, a week-long online course, too. Like, mine took me so long.
That was easy.
Mine took me a long time. But
that
whatever.
Was easier than. I mean, too.
But I wasn't even planning on lifeguarding this year because, like I said, my certification ran out. And then the new boss, because we've had, this is our third boss in 3 years, because everyone hates working at this pool, apparently. But I wasn't even planning on doing it, and she knew that. But she texted me, and she was like, hey, would you be interested in running, like, a head guard shift in the mornings? And, like, you'd be making more money, this, and this. Would you be interested in that? And I was like...
assistant.
Yes, and I was like, absolutely, because I love a power trip. I love a power trip, and especially if we hire new people, I will get to boss them around, and
that
will
be
so exciting. Yes, well, maybe. She also said that she'll be hiring less people just because we'll probably have less people come because, you know,
because of coronavirus. Which honestly is kind of nice for the guards, not gonna lie.
True.
And we'll probably just have to clean more and stuff.
Haha! I'll be making you do that.
I'm okay with cleaning.
I'm not. I hate it so much.
I don't
much.
Mind cleaning.
Dude, do you remember the mom? There used to be a giant spider in the girl's bathroom. Do you remember?
Yes,
it
I was there.
In the tub.
I think you and I were there.
Okay, so
and
do
I
yourself,
opened it and I was like,
do yourself a favor right now and close the tab that you're on right now, because I'm assuming you're on your phone, you lazy piece of garbage.
Probably.
And go to Safari and look up wolf spider. That is what sat in the bathroom. Like, it just lived there. That was its house.
It was the girl's bathroom in the closet, right?
Yep. Yeah. So every single time you had to go fill up, like, a mop bucket or something, it was just vibing there. And
yes, I saw it. And I remember, I think there were a few campers, like, one time.
Yeah,
they were, like, all gathered around.
They were like, let me see. We were like,
yeah, so I think it was you and I.
Yeah.
We were, like, cleaning something. Maybe cleaning the blood off the concrete.
Yes, I bet.
That was my first day. Did I ever tell a story?
No, I don't think
so. Some kid was bleeding. I got a bloody nose, and I was closest to the pool. House out. I took care of it. It was my first day ever working as a lifeguard. So I was like, sick. This is not bad. Like, it was literally the beginning of my shift, too, like, when the camp came in. I was like, okay, whatever. So he was walking with his head down, so it was all pouring, and I was like, sick. So my boss and I took care of it, and then she's like, okay, you need to clean the concrete of blood, because donors are coming, and I was like, cool. She's
and
like, they're going to be here
the,
soon.
The place we work is a nonprofit, so it's all based off donations.
Yes.
So
and then they walked in as I was scrubbing blood off of the concrete. It was very fun.
You were like, skinny.
I was like, hey.
Yeah.
No.
I hated that. That was the worst. Like, our old boss, Kanjam, she would always just say, she'd be like, donors might be coming today. And we'd be like,
yeah, okay. They might come any day. Yeah.
She'd be like, if the health inspector came in, if the health inspector came in right now, this would be, they would be, we would get in so much trouble. And it's like, okay, then why don't you be good?
One time I walked, I had an opening shift and it was just me. Love that. And an alarm was going off at the, like, the head of it. And I was like, skinny. And then the guy came in who, like, normally swims. And he's like, do you know what's going on? I was like, no, I'm really hoping, like, everything's okay. He's like, yeah, I don't really know. And I was like, skinny. Like, maybe I'll get to leave work.
And that was the best. Dude, thunderstorms.
Oh, that one thunderstorm was so nice. And she was like, you can just clean and, like, eat ice cream and leave. Home. Well, yeah. she was like, well, I'm going to leave. Just, like, you guys can have, like, one piece of ice. I think she said.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was being nice. And she was like, yeah, just have, like, a piece of ice cream.
But our old boss left. God bless. Kanjam. Yeah, you guys should go back to last summer's episode called Kanjam and Brittany Melville Employees.
Yeah, I think we ranted about her.
Yes, she was a real piece of work. But she's gone now, so that's good.
I have confidence in the new.
I do. Boss. She's such a sweetheart. What should we make up a nickname for her now?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure one will come along. We'll find one. She kind of reminds me of a cheerleader. She's like, yay, okay, we're going to do this now. And I'm like, oh, you queen.
Better than literally being Satan.
I know. But anyway, I also have a secondary job, which is dog sitting for $15 an hour. My SAT tutor, I don't know if I've talked about her. We will call her
Kelly.
We'll call her Carrie. Well, yes, that's a good idea. We'll call her Kelly. She's such a sweetheart. She's just a nice, kind of old lady. She's probably like 60. And she teaches me math for my SATs.
She did until
Corona.
Until it doesn't exist.
Yes, but whatever. So she basically texted me and was like, hey, I'm going to be doing tutoring this summer. I need somebody to watch my dog. Would you be interested? Because her dog is a sweet little baby angel. He is black and curly and probably like some kind of something doodle. Maybe just a black doodle. I have no idea. But he's a sweet little boy. And so I'm literally just getting paid to play with a puppy in the backyard. And that is pretty sick nasty.
Are you staying for dinner?
I probably should not eat dinner with you guys because it will probably be too high in calories because I'm fast.
Yeah, we're going to have burgers, fries, and caprese.
Yes, I will go home then.
Okay.
Or I'll just not eat dinner and I'll eat dinner at home. Can I have the next topic, please? For the love of God.
Hold on.
But anyway, my first time watching the dog is tomorrow, and I believe training for guarding starts next week. So we will be doing that. And I think we get paid for training, so that's kind of sick nasty, because I'm literally...
Is it longer than one day? Or is it just one day?
I have no idea yet. I don't know yet.
Skinny.
But, anyway, another fun thing we're talking about, let's get piercings. Let's hey, create let's holes in our bodies.
Let's get loud. So, I want to get my double piercing. I've been on and off about it, but I know that I definitely want to. Now, and I kind of want to get my cartilage, but not for a while. So that's where I'm at.
Yes, I think I want one double.
Oh, one?
Just one.
I was going to do that, and then I was like, no.
I don't know why. I just feel like it looks, like it would just look really cool.
I'm badass.
I'm a little badass. But I think if I have one double, and maybe like on the other side, I'll get my cartilage done. That'd be kind of funky.
My aunt used to be a piercer.
Yeah, I know. So. And she's in Colorado. Yeah, so... That's not super helpful, because she's not really accessible to us.
November 18th, we can do that, so...
Yeah, so I think on our 18th birthdays, we should just go...
Except I'm older than you.
Well, right, but I could go with you
on might also birthday. Just get it done before that.
Yeah, true. But I don't think my mommy will take me, and you need a parent there if you're under 18. So...
True.
I guess we'll see. But that is not something that we have to worry about for Ohio.
Okay, so earlier today, we tie-dyed-ed.
We did tie-dyed-ed. We were at my house earlier, and Liv was like, do the tie-dye. And I was like, okay, fine. But first, you have to leave my house. And it was successful. I would give it probably like a 5 bananas out of 7.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think? Give it an obscure rating.
I'd say more like a 6.
6 out of...
10?
Oh, I said 5 out of 7 bananas.
Oh. I don't know, maybe
5
like
over 7? You said 4 over 7 bananas?
Sure.
Okay, well, I guess Liv hates me. But yeah, we basically just scrounged up a bunch of white clothing from my house. Liv used a sweatshirt that she brought from home. And we used some old dye that my brother used to dye lacrosse heads with, because that was his little hobby for a while. He would, like, dye... heads and stringing for his friends.
That's cool.
And he like had a little, I don't know. I feel like children always try to like start businesses when they're little. What's up with that?
I try to start businesses.
Eat a cupcake.
Yeah, I did actually. It was pretty successful.
You want to talk about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
do you want to talk about it? No.
Sensitive.
I'm sensitive. It's a sensitive topic. No, but a couple of months ago or like a year or two ago, I found the leftover money and I...
Really?
Yeah, I split it up between me and Ava.
Oh, fun. Yeah, so...
But yeah, I hope that my sweatshirt turned out well.
I think it looks pretty good. I have like two shirts that came out really cool, but the others are kind of just like okay. And we might just make headbands out of headbands.
Well, I'm not gonna make it out of the sweatshirt. I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, that make. Yeah, but I mean like the t-shirts, like the ugly t-shirts that we made. Stop. God, you are annoying.
That's really
so
mean.
Liv, what's the best period tracking app?
Okay. Well, I use Clue.
That's stupid and wrong.
Why?
I used that for a long time. Fellas, if you're listening to this, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you just have to skip through this.
Or you can listen to it because destigmatize it, baby.
Do whatever. Sorry that I bleed out of my vagina every
day. Oh, I actually don't. Wait, you do? Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Are you one of those people that bleeds out your asshole?
Wait, you do?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, I am. Do you not? Oh, okay.
Anyway,
totally get a period like a normal person.
So what do you use then?
I use Flow because I used Clue for a long time and it was just wrong every single time. And now I use Flow and it's right every time. And I'm not here to ruin my life. So if you use our code PPAG, you will get 15% off premium membership.
Do you have to have a membership?
That you can pay for like special features or something. But it's like we're gonna analyze your cycle for $2 a month. But why would you? But anyway, if you use our code PPAG, you can totally. Just kidding. No. But if anyone wants to sponsor us,
just saying.
We
do have a sponsorship. Anchor, and it's be like, hey, you should use Anchor if you want
to
do a podcast.
I think you have to have like 1,000 listeners, and then they give you money.
Oh, that's fat.
But if you want to, Anchor, if you want to sponsor us.
But like.
Nobody's going to because we're not very interesting and not very good at podcasting.
Yeah, it's just kind of. It's just kind of. This entire time, so.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. Ew.
Okay, well...
Also, Liv has a giant zit on her chin, and I've just been staring at it this entire time.
I have a lot of pimples on my face.
You literally don't. You just have that one.
I have three.
It's like a third eye.
I always get them on my chin.
You know why?
They're hormonal.
You know why?
Because they're hormonal.
No, just because you're ugly. Well, it's true.
I hate getting them on my chin. I don't
That's
them
so cool.
Else,
that is literally so cool.
Okay. Now that I know that people are looking at my chin, I feel really good. Please stop. Let's go to the topics and questions
from
the group chat.
What? Is there something on your face?
Can you stop?
Is it guacamole? Oh, it's just a zit. Okay. Oof, embarrassing.
Okay, look. Is there anything else in the group chat?
Let's take a look.
Hi, welcome. Liza's
Kona people, if you've been sticking around, good for you, man. We are going to answer some questions now. I don't think I have any additional ones. I'm just going to check really quickly. Oh, we have that one, too. We have those two. And we... I just messed up. Okay, well, Liv is actually stupid. Alrighty, cool. So let's answer some questions. Kona people, hi, welcome. I don't think anyone stuck around, but if you did, good for you. Welcome.
Wait, I don't have all of this.
It's okay. All right, what's the first one?
Okay, the first one is which ice cream... superior. I said I like mint chocolate chip. I know everyone thinks that's disgusting, but it has to be
no
green.
One,
and
literally,
good.
No one thinks that's disgusting.
A lot of people think that that's nasty, like mint chocolate chip.
Who?
Like my family.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard people saying that it tastes like toothpaste.
I'm okay with that,
but that
I
means you're
it.
Weak. That literally
it tastes so good, and I like chocolate with peanut butter swirls.
Oh,
so good.
I think anything with a fudge ribbon in it. I'm gonna say Moose Tracks. Absolutely slaps. But only if it has the mini peanut butter cups, because, I love a good Moose Tracks. I love a good peppermint stick. Oh my god. Pistachio?
That sounds happy. Okay, but which is the superior?
The superior.
I would have to
I'm going to make a case for cookies and cream.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say chocolate. But some people hate chocolate, so it's some people like, do.
Stephen doesn't like chocolate.
Well, he can burn in hell.
That's so very matter. True, Stephen. If you're listening to this, which burn you're not, in hell. You can burn in hell. Anybody who doesn't like chocolate, just stop listening right now. We don't need your support.
I'm literally addicted to chocolate, so.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Chocolate! Quirky!
I love chocolate. Jessica, you're a crackhead. Jessica, stop. Oh my god. Why are you. Oh my god, you're such a crack. Okay, that was embarrassing. So, the good thing about cookies and cream is there is diverse flavors. You got the chocolate, you got the like creamy, like vanilla y kind of base, and you also have the texture of the cookie, right? Okay. So, what's your case for chocolate?
I think it's just universally good. Like, everyone likes chocolate, except unless you're, like, a sadist. Like, unless you're literally the worst
person. Have you ever met one person that doesn't like Oreos, though?
That's true.
Can you think of a single person that you know that doesn't like Oreos?
I haven't really asked people that.
Okay. So, it's just universally accepted, then, that people like Oreos, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
I guess it's got, like, the best of both worlds. Like, it's got the chocolate and it's got the
thank
vanilla.
You.
So, I can see that.
As a response to the previous delegate, I think it can be confirmed that cookies and cream is the world's best flavor. Thank you so much for the question. Who was it? It was Charissa. Thank you so much for the question, Charissa. We love you.
Okay. Can you read that next one?
Yes. It says community diversity. We cannot talk about this at all because our community is 93% white.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
I was talking about this one.
Okay.
But no, keep going.
Yeah, we literally have the world's least diverse community, and it absolutely sucks. It is really... I think that's part of the reason why I love to travel and see other, literally just other, like, places in our state even. Just because I would like to not see a white person every once in a while.
We're not very good with diversity.
No, it's really tough. And, like, we were talking about it in my history class. We have, I think, two black teachers. Two, not even black, two non-white teachers in our whole school. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, how many teachers do you think? We probably have, like, 250 teachers. Two of them are not white. Like, how messed up is... It's insane. We just have no... We have no non-white people in this
town. We have literally no diversity.
Yes. Yeah, so it's insane.
I love it so much.
It's incredible.
Thanks, Massachusetts.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's just because of...
South
I know Shore. Why. It's because of racist people in the 70s when they started integrating Boston schools. They were like, let's move to the South Shore. How fun is that? Not fun at all.
They were like...
cool. Yes. Okay. The next one is civil forfeiture.
Which I don't know what it means,
but... I'm going to guess that it means the South giving up in the Civil War. That's my guess. I'm going to say good for them. Suck it.
Okay.
South. Can you do
civil forfeiture. Yeah. Laws allow the government to take cash, cars, homes, and other property suspected of being involved in criminal activity. Unlike criminal forfeiture, with civil forfeiture, the property owner doesn't have to be charged with, let alone convicted of, a crime to permanently lose his property.
Okay, yeah, that's really messed up and so very stupid.
So cops can just be like, yeah, we think you hit, this car hit someone, you don't have a car anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Now, if it was like, hey, we think there's dents in your car and, you know, there's...
But they haven't been convicted.
True.
So they're literally just like, we think you might have maybe done it. So your house car. Riley's question.
You don't have to.
It was responded in a kind of goofy group chat. So it's, wow, that's quite a... Honestly, I bet that's just what her bill is about, and it's just abolishing that. Yeah, but that's a bomb bill, actually.
They're just like,
good luck with it. Not a bill, sorry, a proposal.
That's really dumb. Well, thanks, yes, America.
We are in opposition.
Yeah, we don't favor that.
Opposition. All right, Christina, your question is mental health in the United States today. I am an advocate for it because I have mental illness. Thank you. I think that it should be improved upon. I think there should be increased accessibility to treatment for it. I think it is highly stigmatized still. I think it's very difficult to get help in low-income communities. It's very difficult to get help through your school. It's very difficult to be taken seriously.
It needs to be brought to attention within the workplace and school. Yes. Because those are the most stressful places. Mm-hmm.
And especially for non-white people, it's very, very difficult to be taken seriously for not even just mental health, but in all health. There's been a lot of statistics about specifically black women dying in labor because their needs aren't being taken seriously. Mm-hmm. So there's things like that. Like, just the whole health industry is kind of
Can you just calm down?
Can everyone just be nice?
Calm down.
need your crime diary. Yeah, but I think mental health, we're getting better.
Like, I know that people are like, let's talk about it, and of course, like, yeah, let's talk about it, but, like,
yeah, but, like, let's actually support about. Our friends that are
struggling.
It might
be getting talked about, but there's nothing really, like, going for it.
That's where we come in. Legislature, baby!
Yeah, so I can't help you with that.
Yes. All right, so the Cosmetology Caucus, thank you so much. I will refer to your question. Hair dye. Charissa, again, thanks, King. She wants to talk about hair dye. We dyed my hair last week.
Ew. Okay, last week.
Oh my god,
it smelled so bad. So we were only dyeing Liza's hair like a little bit lighter. Like, yeah. I had this hair dye that my mom, like, at the beginning of quarantine, we planned on like giving me highlights, but we never did because I don't know. I didn't feel like it. Yeah, it was kind of a stupid idea, but so I just had that leftover hair dye and I wasn't gonna use it. So we used it in Liza's hair, and you had like the like base, and then you had the color, and the color smelled so
it
was bad. So,
it literally like. What did it smell like?
Ass. It smelled like Teddy's cage. Like a bunny's like
rabbit
cage.
Piss.
Yeah. That hasn't been cleaned in like a week. So it was
that
disgusting.
Was and also it just didn't really show up.
Like, yeah, it was kind of for no reason.
But I dyed my hair pink a couple months ago and that was really fun. So if you are looking to make some regrettable hair decisions, I highly recommend. I also just gave myself curtain bangs and that turned out really cute. So make regrettable hair decisions.
And I want to shave my head, but
No. Next thing, thank you for the question, Charissa.
Thank you. Next
we have Raina. She said funniest memes throughout the years.
That's hard. We'd have to really find some stuff.
I think, all right, well, what is the best meme?
Okay, I think, so you know things were like, it was like expectation versus reality or like man versus woman. Like, yes. That was like the meme.
That's not a meme, that's just like a...
That was like the comedy trend from like 2010 to like 2000, like
you think that's
15-16.
Yeah
that you was like a big thing.
That's the best,
not the best,
but like the strongest, the most resilient.
No, none of they weren't really funny until like 2016 and up,
and then
and
it was
like Vine. Once Vine started, like,
true,
that's when it...
I think all Vine memes, because they're just like, it's the perfect format for a meme, because you can literally just whip it out of your pocket and you're like, the quote that everybody
it's
knows,
like whipping your dick out.
It's not like that. It's not like that at all, actually. I actually think, speaking of dicks, I like the dick out meme. And it's like, you walk into a barbershop, like, hair long, money ready, dick out, you know? That's a very bad example. But, like, you... it's a good meme. It's a good meme.
I like the one where it's, like, it has, like, a letter, and then you switch to another thing. So it's, like, I, and it's, like, insecure...
Oh, like the TikTok meme?
Yeah.
And it's like S, and it's like suicidal, and then it's like snacks, and it's like sports.
Spying.
Spider.
Spider. I hate bean TikTok.
Beans. I love bean TikTok.
Beans. Like, I like frog TikTok.
Oh, there was a frog in our pool today. I picked it up, and I held him, and he was such a good boy. I love a good frog. I have a pet frog. Ugh. Can we just talk about Swimmy really quickly? I have a beautiful frog named Swimmy who is turning 13 this
year.
Anyway,
I think that's
he's turning 13.
That weren't really
he's
funny.
Supposed to die when he's either
were
20
the ones
or 30.
Where it was like the reaction picture. I won.
Which one?
And it would be like the big white text, and it would just be like a picture in the middle.
Like just like 2013 memes.
Yeah, those were terrible.
Those weren't good. Yeah, I would like the derp faces and stuff. Yeah, yeah, I don't stand. Can you not rip a can right now? It's very loud and distracting. Somebody's listening to music outside. Anyway, so I think that is all the questions we have. Oh, Andrew says rating different beige paint chips. We don't have any, but thank you, Andrew.
That was an honorable mention.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's see if anybody else popped any more questions in.
Oh,
the
chat. Just before we look for another question, I just want to give a quick second to, you know, think about like our Lord and Savior who may or may not have lost his teeth due to eating corn. Did you see that video?
No.
Okay, well, it's Jason Derulo.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Pals and Gals. If you are new here and you're very confused, before we start recording, we pick a time during the episode to take a minute and pause and say the name of our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo. And I hope you join us next week to find out when we're going to say it, and you can say it with us. He lost all his teeth eating corn?
Can I show you the TikTok?
Yeah.
It's
his TikTok is cursed.
I don't
so
like
scary.
It. It's so scary.
Also,
I don't know if he actually lost his teeth or if it was supposed to...
I think it's probably a joke. I think he probably still has his teeth. That's such a weird like, where did that come from? Why did we start doing that? Let's see.
Hi, I'm Jenna, and I'm married to a werewolf. You know, I get home really late. She's there waiting on me.
That's him pretending to be a werewolf.
Why?
Find the corn one. Yeah, his start talk's really strange. It's so very, scary. Like, chaotic. He's eating watermelon.
Just with music in the background.
He's eating more watermelon. He's eating.
Oh, and he's dancing.
Now he's dancing. Okay. I'm uncomfortable.
Does he have kids?
I have no idea, man. I literally, he's our Lord and Savior, but we don't know anything about him. he's like real God.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Oh, boy. Let's see it.
Hey, have y'all seen this? I've always wanted to try it. Life hack.
He's got a corn on the cob on a drill. Oh, and he's eating it off of the corn while spinning the drill. Now he's pretending his tooth fell out. I don't think it actually did.
Hey, have y'all
yeah.
seen this?
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was really strange. Yeah, his TikTok is very like
kind of, I don't know why we
It's really that. Weird when celebrities have social media things like that and they just don't really know how to use it. It's like my dad.
Yeah, like
my
parents.
My dad doesn't really know how to use Instagram, but he's still on there and he like puts stuff up and he's like he's trying, but like why?
Because it's fun.
At what cost? At what cost?
What's the
what? Take your
what
time.
Cost? It was like Thanos, and he's like, someone says like you.
What
you,
did it you cost? It,
you oh, what did it?
What did it take?
Oh, everything, it was. It was him know? With like the baby.
She's really
whatever.
Trying.
A boobop, boobop.
Groot.
No.
I don't know.
But
what
you're in the right.
About. Okay.
You're in the right movie.
I did
the green girl.
I thought she was blue.
There's another. There's the
Who's
blue
the
girl one
with the red hair. The green girl with the red hair?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. I don't watch Marvel movies.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Do
oh
we
my
have
God.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think this is
okay,
a good
so
place
should...
to chop this baby right off.
Just like you cut off your hair again.
Oh my God, yes. I gave
Greggy.
Myself curtain bangs. Can you shut up?
Greggy.
Okay, so hopefully next week we will be talking about Avatar, because hopefully Liv will finish it by then, you
oh,
stupid tramp.
Oh, wait,
I'm
supposed to finish it?
I hope you do. Oh. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it so
I,
bad.
I know what happens, but I...
I don't, and I want to talk about it. Somebody just texted me, bone, question mark? Okay, well,
beans.
That's
beans,
my weird text
beans,
today.
Beans, beans, beans,
I hope
beans,
everyone had a really
beans,
great...
Beans, beans,
can you
beans,
shut
beans,
up?
The little bleep. Dream, 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 dream.
That's enough out of her. Stop. Stop. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I'm so glad that you decided to join us today. I really hope that we see you next week, and I hope you have
Yay.
An excellent week. If your refrigerator is running, you'd
better
go catch
it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.